KPCW News Time now, 8:42. Good morning, I'm Leslie Thatcher. Well, Park City singer, songwriter, producer, and choreographer Tanya Taylor has spent the last couple of years working with her partner Todd Bigatelle, producing a musical called Sudan and Me. Tanya and Todd, join me now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with you, Tanya. I mean, people who have attended a Park City Singers concert or seen you out on Halloween, kind of choreographing the Thriller MASH there. You, 20 years ago, were teaching children song and dance at the Jim Sandy Auditorium. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let's see, I graduated from the University of Utah with a degree in music and, you know, spent the last 20 years producing and creating shows and loved working with children. Finally decided to go back and get my MBA, took kind of a two-year sabbatical. And during that time, you know, my partner Todd and I, we wrote a musical about the story of the Lost Boys of Sudan. It's been quite an adventure and, you know, we're excited to bring it to fruition.
Yeah, so how did you and Todd come to work together?
Look, so we've been together for about 4.5 years and, you know, been creating music. We've probably written around 80 songs together. So, you know, we write in our home every single evening. And then we started writing songs, you know, from the lens of my friend Solomon, who's one of the Lost Boys of Sudan. And that's how it started. We were, you know, writing through his eyes of what it might be like to be him. And then I think it formed into this musical.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit about that story. I mean, you met Solomon how and...
You know, it probably started 10 years ago when I heard a song called The Lost Boy by Greg Holden. And I was so fascinated by the song, started to do a little research on the story, found out that 400 of the Lost Boys in 2001 were resettled in Salt Lake City. So I did a little more research on that and found out that Scott Hayashi, who's a pastor down in Salt Lake City, was associated with them, contacted him, and he directed me to the church where the Lost Boys attend every week. So that's, you know, how the process started. I met with Solomon and the pastor there at the church, Gabriel Grong, and started going there almost on a weekly basis and, you know, trying to, you know, be part of their lives and to learn how to integrate with them and assimilate with them. And that's how it started.
All right. So at what point did you realize that you may have a musical in the making?
I think we felt so compelled by their story. And we know when these songs would be brought to life, you know, we'd get, you know, 3 or 4 songs down the road. I'm like, let's tell the full story and maybe what it's like for them to learn to integrate in the United States and how difficult of that, you know, that process might be. And how do we tell that story accurately?
Okay. So the musical is composed of how many songs?
There's 19 songs in it.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then so in the meantime, now you've also put together a cast, and mm-hmm. tell me a little bit about that, the production itself.
So there's two main characters, Solomon and Deng, and I'm not sure if you know who B. Murphy is, but he was a former member of the Platters. He has a son, Nuffy Murphy, and we got him to sign on as our lead character. And so it started there, you know, and then we built the cast really around that. But there's, you know, ample members of this community full of talent, Peg Tan, Nick Massarella, that are going to be part of the cast who have signed on to bring this show to life.
Okay. So are you in rehearsals now then?
We start January 3rd.
Ah, okay. And then you've got a couple of performances here mm-hmm. in Park City. Tell me about that.
Sure. They're at the OP Rockwell Room on February 15th and 16th. We do a 7 p.m. show. And then on Saturday, we do one more matinee at 2 p.m.
Okay. And that I'm guessing you hope that you've got more shows after that. Yeah. Is this going to be the premiere of it?
Yeah, we hope. that is the hope. But
yeah, just to kind of see how things go.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Tickets are available now.
Yeah. You can find tickets on our website at TanyaTaylorProductions.com.
Okay. You were going to sing a song for us, but before we do that, tell me you've also created a podcast musical for this. Tell me about that.
Yeah. The story is so complex that we wanted to break it down so that, you know, listeners could hear, you know, basically behind the scenes of what's going on, of why this is taking place, why the songs were written. So we created it into 6 acts and, you know, so that anybody, especially in today's busy world, when people commute in their cars, they can listen to the story and kind of get a backdrop of what, you know, was happening during this time period.
Okay. So now you and Todd then will be performing the music live during the production? Is that how it's going to work?
Yes. I'll be playing the piano. Todd will be playing the guitar.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Again, so it's TanyaTaylorProductions.com if people are interested in getting tickets.
Yes.
Tell us what you're going to sing for us.
We're going to sing a song. It's called Integration, and it's basically about, you know, what it takes in that process of integrating in, you know, as communities and as people.
Okay. Well, I'll let you guys take it away then. And that's Todd Bigatell on guitar.
And for the lost boys, oh. And we can't integrate until we elevate ourselves and educate our mothers and our daughters. Let's pull our heads from the sand. Everyone can see through the distortion and misinterpretation of a book that breeds destruction and spits false corruption. Lies a soldier, a boy that's been misled. Can't mediate where guns initiate, where bullets congregate, where hate intimidates the fate of love. Boys with minds of mathematicians twisted into a position where calculations in your algorithms all lead to terrorism. This whole thing is real. We all hang together. For the lost boys, oh. Interpretation without insight into the West. Integration of religion is complex. Pull back the dark curtains, there's broken glass. Diverse opinions will always lead to our success. Let's not digress. When we're taught that only one God is the best. Limitations strip out mercy from our world, the shadow worlds, and fill yourself with kindness. For kindness has been obscured. Where tolerance is voiced by many, aim for blood. We're misunderstood. Sift through the village gossip and trash that toxic blood. Hold your woman as your equal without abusive chauvinism. For this whole thing is real. We all hang together. For the lost boys, oh. America has always touched a violent past. Segregation was misguided down a path of scars became our memories. The blood of many sins violently before us. Combat has taught us that equality will always be a righteous task. We blaze forward and then we fall back. Why are we so incapable of understanding that love is calmest when you aim for a whole salvation without target, for your friend's obliteration, without anyone else to blame it on, without anyone else to blame it on. The air I'm breathing once blew through your village. 'Cause this whole thing is real. We all hang together. And for the lost boys, oh. And for the lost boys, oh.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
So who sings that song?
I'm singing that one in the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
So while you're playing piano, huh?
While I'm playing piano.
Okay. And how many people in the production?
There's 22.
Wow. Okay, well, good luck with that. And again, if people are want more information, they can find it online.
Thank you.
Tanya.
Thanks for having us on.
And Todd, thank you. You're listening to the Local News Hour here on KPCW.